First, more and more school districts in the United States are shifting to a four-day school week. About 600 districts in at least 22 states, not including Wisconsin, have made the move, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's up from about 120 districts in 17 states a decade ago. Districts say it's a way to lower costs and attract teachers, plus kids like the longer weekends, and some studies say it has educational benefits. Tonnell Hobbs is the K-12 national education reporter for the Wall Street Journal. She's been covering this issue. Tonnell, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good. Well, this is not an overwhelming wave of schools, but it's on the rise. What is the appeal? Why are schools saying, yeah, we're trying this four-day school week?
You know, it always starts out with saving money. These districts are looking to save money, but, you know, what they find, basically what they find is that it also attracts teachers. So there's these unexpected benefits that they're getting, so they're really loving it right now.
Now, most schools, most states have requirements for how many hours kids have to be in school. So what ends up working out? Do they have longer school years or longer school days to balance out the math?
Basically, they just extend the day and they have longer school days. And it just depends. I mean, for some of these districts, they're not having to add a lot of time. It could be, you know, if they're already meeting the minimum time instructional hours, they might only have to add 20 minutes, you know, but some are having to add up to, you know, 90 minutes a day.
Is this something that's happening in public and private schools?
You know, I have noticed some private schools, but the problem with they're just not tracked well like the public schools are, as far as the states actually know which public school districts are doing it, because they do have those minimum hour requirements.
There are a lot of objections people have to this idea. We can get into those in a bit. But when schools have been, and you talk to some district leaders around the country, when schools introduce this, is there a lot of pushback, especially from parents?
You know, and that's the parents, they are the ones that are more likely to push back, more so than the teachers. And the concern is, you know, what are we going to do with our child on that day off? So what I've noticed these districts doing, they will, you know, kind of rally the community, and they, you know, community, some of the nonprofits will have discounted daycare. The Boys and Girls Clubs are good for that. And then also I noticed these districts pulling through when it comes to food. They will either open up their campuses to make sure kids eat, because that's another concern. Some of these communities are pretty poor. And that might be the only meal that child gets during the day is at school. So there's been concern that kids would be unattended and hungry. So the school districts are opening up, some of them anyway, and feeding the kids, or they're providing the meals to some of these nonprofits to feed them.
On the money side, you mentioned this starts as a cost-saving measure. How does that work out? How does the school end up saving money by going to 4 days a week instead of five?
Well, you know, they save money on transportation. They're not running the buses. They're saving money on utilities. Some of them save money on food. There's a small savings for some of them on personnel costs. It just depends on your hourly workers.
Talking to Tonnell Hobbs from the Wall Street Journal, she's been covering the idea of a four-day school week. It's been growing in states around the country, not here in Wisconsin yet. You can join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea? What questions do you have about how it works? Would you want to see it in your district? If you're a parent, a student, a teacher, I'd love to hear from you. 800-642-1234. What kind of things, Tonnell, did you hear from people in school districts about what changed after they made this change down to 4 days?
You know, for the teachers, they actually said the kids seemed well-rested. They seemed more focused. They noticed fewer absences with the children, I guess, since they get the three-day weekend. They're not, you know, calling in sick as much. And then also some of the principals I talked to noticed that teacher absences had went down too. Now, as far as the teachers go, they are having to make some adjustments to their schedules. For instance, if your district is off on Fridays, you know, some of these teachers aren't likely to test on Monday. And they're more likely to use that day as a refresher day and test on Tuesday because they're thinking, oh, they just had a three-day weekend. You know, we need to make sure they retain this. Let's refresh them on Monday and then test them on Tuesday. So there are some schedule adjustments.
And how about, you wrote a lot about job retention for teachers. People talk about teachers having to, you know, spend their weekends grading papers and things like that. What kind of things did you hear about the schools trying to retain teachers?
Well, and that's a big part of it. Now, these school districts, you know, like I said, the initial factor is saving money, but then they realize, wow, you know, teachers are kind of attracted to this three-day weekend, and if we can't boost salaries that much, maybe we can lure them with the promise of a three-day weekend. So I'm definitely seeing more districts using it as a recruiting tool just to get the teacher interest. And teachers really seem to like the three-day weekend.
Let's go to a caller now. Amanda is with us in Manitowoc. Amanda, hi. Amanda, hi. What do you think of this idea?
So I am a teacher myself, and I actually like the idea because being a teacher is a home-school balance. Right now, I speak maybe for many teachers, is just way out of whack. You know, we're not given the amount of time to work on our quote-unquote homework at school. And, you know, maybe we're left with little time to spend with our own families because we bring a lot of that schoolwork home. So the four-day week might give us a day out of the week where we could do prep or, you know, grading, things like that.
Amanda, thanks for the call. So Amanda's saying she could see that, getting that, using that Friday or Monday, I guess, whichever day it is, to catch up on prep. Is that what you're hearing in districts that have
that
tried this?
I heard so much from teachers, and they said when they go to this four-day school week, they finally feel like they have a weekend because so often they spend, you know, one day out the weekend grading papers or catching up, and all of a sudden you look up and your weekend feels like it was one day long. When they have this three-day weekend, they said they actually feel like even if they do a little work during the weekend that they still have a weekend.
Amanda, thanks a lot for calling in at 800-642-1234. Donnell, has there been research on how four-day weeks affect a student performance?
You know, that's a great question. And, you know, even in there's been studies and in talking to principal and teachers, they have not found that this compact week has had any kind of negative effect on student learning. Some principals report higher test scores because they say the kids just are more rested, and they come in fully alert, ready to go. But I haven't seen any, studies that show that academics suffer. I haven't heard from any principals or teachers that said that either. So, and that was always the big concern, will academics suffer? And that just doesn't seem to be the case.
Did you hear from schools saying, okay, we did this for cost, this is a contingency, when we can afford this, we're just going to go back to the five-day a week as soon as we can?
You know, that's the thing about this. It is so hard to go back to the five-day week after being on four-day. And it's because that, these families and staffers, they just grow attached to having that three-day weekend. I came across a few districts that did go back to five-day once their financial picture looked better because they had made the promise to the community that they would do that. But still, even, you know, one of the principals told me not too long ago, she's like, you know, I'm hearing from families and they said, hey, we'd rather go back and have those three-day weekends again. So it is kind of hard to move from a four-day once you go to it.
We heard from Nancy on Facebook. Nancy wrote, that would be too long a day for most children. Also, how are working parents supposed to manage daycare? Surely we can manage to find money in our budgets for something as important as education. You touched on the daycare issue already. If the school day has to be longer, 20 or 90 minutes or whatever, is there a concern that, especially for the younger kids, that's too long to keep the wiggles away?
Yes, there's always that concern, especially for the really young kids. And I've seen some of these districts, they might, you know, give an extra break or, you know, kind of rearrange the schedule where maybe they're doing some of the classes that kids might find more boring towards the beginning of the day, and then maybe saving like the art classes or the gym classes where, you know, that's they're going to be more alert and it's going to wake them up during towards the end of the day. So there definitely are schedule adjustments, and you know that has been a concern too about longer days, and that's kind of how districts have, you know, they've kind of rearranged their schedules to do maybe the more fun activities or more things that might get kids more excited towards the end of the day, keep them up.
Let's bring on another caller now. Dan is on the line in Racine. Dan, hello.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say that as a kid in Colorado, we had the four-day school week. And actually, it was probably the best year, couple years, as far as grades went, because I just always felt more relaxed come the day of school. And the way they pushed it was that they also had them extra days in case there was school, you know, like a snowstorm or stuff like that, then they could make days up easier. I just always felt like it was a better setup for a kid. You know, you just had that extra day of rest. And when you went back, you didn't mind that extra hour. You were already at school.
Huh. And Dan, can I ask if I can get personal here, about how long ago were you in school?
Oh, it's been quite a while. I graduated in 89, so this was in the mid-80s.
Gotcha. Dan, thanks a lot for the call. And you mentioned Colorado, which is a lot of what you covered, Tonnell. They're kind of the innovators on four-day weeks.
Oh, yes. They got more than half of their school districts use four-day now.
All right. Dan, thanks a lot for the call and for sharing your experience. We're talking about the growing number of school districts around the country turning to a four-day school week. Tonnell Hobbs is with us, Wall Street Journal K-12 education reporter. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea? If you're a parent, a teacher, administrator, what would you think about the idea of a four-day school week in your school? If you're a student yourself, how does this sound? Maybe a little longer on those 4 days, but Friday off, or maybe Monday off. This isn't happening in Wisconsin. There was an effort in the Eau Claire area, not the Eau Claire district, but nearby to do this. Ended up being rejected by the school board. Do you want it where you are? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our discussion about four-day school weeks, a concept that's catching on nationwide over the past few years, not, though, here in Wisconsin yet, as far as we can find. Tonnell Hobbs is our guest. She's the K-12 National Education Reporter at the Wall Street Journal. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question for our guest about how this works? What do you think of the idea of a four-day school week? Would you want it in your schools here in Wisconsin? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Back to your calls now. Sue is with us in Fish Creek. Sue, hi.
Hi. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I have a concern about the school lunch programs. Northern Door County was discounted from summer during the summer, and we privately, citizens, made it happen. So when I hear that the kids are going to get lunch programs at school and they need the bus to get to school, I don't see that as a cause that will work. The kids won't be able to get to the lunches even if they're serving the lunches. And then my other concern is with homework workload. Does this mean that teachers can load the kids up with more homework?
Gotcha, Sue. Thanks for the call. So that concern about, as you were talking about a little bit earlier, Tonnell, kids who rely on the school lunch program, are they going to end up back at school just for that?
That was a great question, Sue. Basically, what's going on, I mean, I didn't find a lot where school districts were actually running buses to get kids to the school to eat. It seemed to be strategic, like they kind of looked at different locations and said, okay, maybe, you know, kids could come over here to this nonprofit and we'll you know, take the meals over here and we'll take the meals over here. And they try to spread out the meals within the city. But, you know, like I said, the food thing was a big concern. And you got to realize, even when they run buses, that some of these districts probably could make more of a profit, but they are still serving meals. They might run a bus to go drop food off. So that does cut into some of the profit. But like I said, it seems like even when the profit is not there, when it's a small profit, they're the love of this four-day week. They just still love it. They think that it's a magnet to attract teachers. They think that it lessens the absenteeism rate for students and teachers, and they stick with it. And she had another part of her question, too.
It was about homework. She wondered if teachers might load up kids with more homework to do, maybe on that three-day weekend.
No, I didn't see, and I asked specifically about that, and that didn't seem to be the case at all. Because I was very curious to see if they would load them up, and that doesn't seem to be the case.
Thanks for the call, Sue, and those questions. We'll go now to Grace with us in Menasha. Grace, hello.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up, Grace?
I just wanted to bring up the fact that most parents are working on Friday, so what would they do if their kids are off on Friday? They would have to put them in some daycare of sorts.
Grace, thanks for the call. We touched on that, Tonnell, but there's that concern of those either unsupervised kids or parents having to scramble.
There is. And you know, the thing about it is the school districts that I researched, they did seem to go out their way to make sure that there was either a cheap or free daycare. There's actually one district in Virginia, and they're looking at doing it, but they actually can't do it right now because they don't have daycare set up and things like that, and they know it would put parents out. You know, that still is probably the biggest concern with parents is what are we going to do? Because even, you know, if your money is tight, even just paying, you know, a small fee for that Friday off, and some districts actually take Monday off too on a smaller scale, but they do, or Monday off, it's still a problem. What I have found, I did go circle back to parents who initially had concerns about paying, and even sometimes they come around because they just really like having that extended weekend. Some of them use it to take, you know, little small family trips or family time, and for the most part, a lot of parents really like it, even ones that start out nervous about, you know, that day off if they have to work.
Grace, thanks for that call. We're talking to Tonnell Hobbs from the Wall Street Journal, looking at four-day school weeks. More districts around the country giving them a try, not yet here in Wisconsin. Corey joins us next in Watertown. Corey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? I think it'd be doable because when I was in high school back in the late 70s, our school district was overcrowded. So our high school had to have what they called a split shift. They had juniors and seniors went to school from 7 a.m. till noon, and then the freshmen and sophomores went from noon to 5. And everybody seemed to make that work.
Corey, thanks a lot for the calls. Corey's saying, hey, we can be flexible, and if we do it right, it seems to work out. He's looking at a split shift there, a little different, but schools seem to be making do.
Yeah, they do. And actually, when he brought that up, when I was in elementary school, that kind of happened to us. We had an asbestos issue at our school, and we had to go to another school. And they kind of split us up like that. And they did make it work.
Thanks for the call and sharing your experience. Nancy joins us now in Menominee. Nancy, hi.
Hi, yes. I'm just wondering how schools correlate with each other. My children are heavily involved in sports, and one school is system, what day is not sports related, or even the length of the school day. Sometimes the kids have to get out of school that hour early to travel. In this neck of the woods, our kids are traveling an hour to sporting events. So how does that happen?
Nancy, thanks. Yeah, Tonnell, did schools talk to you about how they handled sports events if they were on different calendars and schedules than everybody else?
Yeah, and that's another juggling act right there, the sports events. I talked to a couple parents that, you know, when school goes later, then kids are practicing later. They didn't like that. No, what they did like was that on that day off, I did notice, especially when I was in Pueblo, Colorado, I noticed a lot of the sports teams practicing on that Friday off. So they liked it from that standpoint. But, you know, it's obviously not perfect, but for the most part, a lot of these districts are making it work. Even concerns they initially had, they're working them out.
Thanks for the call, Nancy. So, Tonnell, we're seeing the number of districts, I think, multiply by five around the country over a decade or so. Yeah. Are we getting to a critical mass where now other districts are saying, well, somebody else has tried it, worked the bugs out of the system, maybe we should consider it too?
You know, that's a great question, because what I found is this started out in, you know, the western U.S., and now it's starting to move eastward. And there's states that I just, you know, never thought would even go to 4-day, or they're looking at it. So it is saturated in the western U.S., but it is moving eastern too. And what these states are doing, they're looking and saying, wow, they're saving some money, and it's a recruiting tool, and they're attracting teachers. So, and it depends on your state. Some states you have to actually get approval by the state to do this. But some states it's just going through the school board and doing it. But it is definitely getting interest more and more. Like I said, we actually did a map in the newspaper and online, and you could actually see, you know, the saturated areas in the west. But as you went east, some of those states are starting to fill in because they're starting to do it.
We'll leave it there for now. Tonnell, thanks a lot for joining us today and sharing your reporting on this.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We've been talking to Tonnell Hobbs. She's a Wall Street Journal K-12 national education reporter. We talked with her about a growing number of schools around the country that are implementing a 4-day school week, going from 5 to 4, usually with a little extra time tacked on to each of those 4 days. And according to a lot of the schools she's talked to, seeing good results for students, teachers, administrators, and after some initial misgivings, parents getting on board too. We've heard from a bunch of you over at the Ideas Network Facebook page, and there's still time for you to share your thoughts on the idea of a 4-day school week. Is this something, if you work at a district, is this something you've considered, talked about at the preliminary level? Is this something you would want for your kids, for yourself? Actually, if you're a student, we'd love to hear from you. Would you like to see a 4-day school week at your school? Again, let us know on the Ideas Network Facebook page.